You have Log just Talk entered Radio. Blog Talk Radio, The Love Vault on Friday, August 13, 2021, featuring Lee Alston of Gullah Soul Music from Freeport, Texas, where you are listening in the background from the vault to Mella Music. Welcome, Gullah Soul Music listeners. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Alcool Designs, www.anaisevalcour.com, broadcasting to you worldwide. We appreciate you tuning in and supporting Lee by hitting that follow button from the social media platforms or directly on n1m.com/LEEALSTON, which is number one music. This is going to be a great night as we taste what's in the crates in the vault. Lee has some mellow music. For those of you have not heard of Lee or have not heard of Gullah Soul Music, so get situated for the evening. You know, pop your bubbly, get out your cheese and crackers and grapes and whatever else you're going to get out for the evening of hour of chillaxing and mental stimulation for these soulful tunes. And let the neighborhood know about Gullah Soul Music. If you want to shout out to Lee, the number is 516-418-5857. But most of you just tune in for that listening pleasure, but which you can also go to n1m.com/Lee Alston to check out, listen to, download all of his music. But we'd rather have you listen live right here from the vault. And as Tina Turner would say, we're going to start off nice and easy with some Gullah Soul Music, and then we're going to go at it fast and hard during the after party at 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, y'all, this is Gullah Soul Radio, the Soulistic Music Revival, coming right at you. Hip-hop, soul music. I say it's on the strength right now. This is Gullah Soul Music.
And that was Lee Alston's Gullah Soul Music promo. It's always a nice start to the evening. And so we want to welcome Lee Alston. So what's good, Lee, from Freeport, Texas, of Gullah Soul Music, coming from In the Vault. What's to no good? Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's all good. Okay. Everything is everything, man. I'm glad everybody's tuning worldwide, checking out the new show here on Soul Power Radio. Yeah. That's the new radio station. Yeah, man, I'm excited about that. The world's greatest producer, you know, with me tonight, my co-host, Inez. So, you know, the whole Gullah Soul family out there that's listening, tuning in, I want to thank y'all. You know, tonight it's going to be mellow music on this segment, and like she said, at 10 o'clock hour, you know that's all the thump stuff, man. It's going to be thumping. You know, that's the church quake after party, you know, at 10 o'clock. So, you know, we're going to hit y'all with the mellow Gullah Soul, man. We're going to pour all this soul music in your ear, so you can check it out, and this brand of spiritual music that I have, my genre. And so, man, y'all in for a real, real good show on tonight. And like I said before, thank y'all for making some of these hits for me. Number one, you know, on numberonemusic.com. Yeah, man. Y'all go to numberonemusic.com when you can and check it out. Numberonemusic.com. Lee Alston, and you go there and check out the music. A lot of y'all have made, as a matter of fact, that promo right there was number one. Mm-hmm. When I first put it up there, you know, it was y'all made it number one that week, you know, so I want to thank y'all. So I'm ready to, hang out with y'all tonight, And I hope y'all have a good time on tonight. I'm looking forward to having a good time. Yeah, man, you in the right place.
Yeah.
Tune in at the right time. Yeah, man, for sure.
That's right. And you're listening to the Inner City Blues right now. So our first song I'm going to play is For the Most Part. Lee has some love songs and ballads, and he describes, you know, or tells couples how to enjoy each other, love each other, appreciate each other, support each other, and how to act around each other. And yes, sometimes you can shed some tears. So our first song is for the Most Part. So as I say, I'm fitting to play that one. So sit back, grab your tissues if you need to, and just listen to some Gullah Soul mellow music for the most part.
Could it be you see the love in me? Can you feel my heart? Or is it the way I play my guitar? Could it be the way I talk to you? I tell you all my dreams, how I want to be with you. Could it be the color of my eyes, the way you look at me? You seem so mesmerized. Could it be the way I sing this song, describe the way I feel, how much my love is for real? For the most part, I'll give you my heart, I'll give you all my time, so just relax your mind. For the most part, I'll give you all of me, you can have all my love, I'll love you for free. Feel my heart, or is it the way I play my guitar? Could it be the way I talk to you? I tell you all my dreams, I want to be with you. Could it be the color of my eyes, the way I sing this song, describe the way I feel, how much my love is for real? For the most part, I give you my heart, I give you all my time, so just relax your mind. For the most part, I give you all of me, you can have all my love, I love you for free.
We appreciate our callers and our listeners, and if you'd like to call in, that number is 516-418-5857. I know we have our Mr. Bless from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and also my cousin, Miss Diane Connor, has joined us from Louisiana. So we appreciate all of our callers and our listeners who have joined us in this evening. So anybody want to say anything to Mr. Lee Alston tonight? First one to go with Bless. Last four is 5923.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, bro.
Hey, this is Blood, and I'm tuning in, and I'm really feeling the vibe of the music that's being played.
Thank you, bro.
What's your inspiration for this type of music? Like, do you have to be in the zone, or does it just come naturally?
Well, yeah, basically, you know, when I can take, you know, my thoughts about how I feel about my wife, you know, and then being able to express myself other than saying just I love you. And I often say that on my shows because I believe that it's more to it than just saying I love you. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be a little bit more to it than that. So a lot of these songs that I write, it basically comes from me studying the book of the Song of Solomon. And so that's a very beautiful book, man. I mean, you know, when it talks about unconditional love between two people and knowing how to talk to one another and listen to one another and to embrace one another in the beauty of holiness, you know what I'm saying? So it's a love is supposed to be a beautiful thing, and so that's why I write the lyrics the way I do, because, you know, when you look at your husband or your wife, and this is the, to you, this should be the most beautiful person on the face of this earth, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't have to wait for her birthday. I don't have to wait for Valentine's Day. Man, what is that? I mean, you know, it's, I do that every day. And so, and I'm not just saying that, you know, just to say it, because, you know, it's the truth. And so I don't have to wait for some day on the calendar to express or show my love. And so for the most part,
right.
You know, it just, you know, it's just my unconditional love and, you know, other little things I put in there, all the things that make up Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music. Could it be where I play this guitar? Does that move you? These brown eyes, does that move you? So I'm just kind of, you know, flowing with it a little bit, you know. Yeah, man, I was trying to flow with it a little bit. I'm trying to get a side of it, you know. So, yeah, man. So, that's
the
inspiration, what is it? Where, you know?
I muted out two people because I heard some background noise, so. If you're not speaking, do you mind muting your line, and then we won't have all that background noise. So I didn't know if you wanted to respond. Bless, I'm taking you back off of mute, so if you wanted to respond to what he said. So, because I know you have a lovely lady that you have partnered with, and, you know, so, you know, some of these songs are going to be...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was going to ask you if you can dedicate the next song to my lady, Sinful.
Well, depending on what we play, maybe. I'll see how we act. No, I'm just messing. But, I can do that. But I know we have some background noise. I don't know if you're moving or what have you, but I don't know if you need
your
line or what have you. Yeah, so if you would. That's okay. And so I'm gonna bring my cousin in. I'm gonna mute you and bring my cousin in and see if she has anything she'd like to say. Hold on just a moment, please. So hey, cuz, how are you doing, Diane?
I'm doing good, Ned. I'm blessed. I just want to say my love goes out to all my family members, and I appreciate
your
thoughts and your prayers. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You know, just so God. But I love y'all, and God bless all y'all, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sweetie. Talk to you soon, and you will keep you in your prayers because I know what you're going through, okay?
Thank you, darling. Love you.
Yeah.
All right. Love you, too. And I think we have the lovely Miss Angie Baby with us. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Hello, lovebird on the other half. We have Miss Austin on the line, who likes to join us when I play these love songs. I feel like the Love Jones from Happy Feet. Hi, the Love Jones. and it's just so funny because I can hear them beaming. I can hear the love. I just feel the love, I guess, coming through the phone when she's on the line. So I know we have an agenda. But the next song that I was going to play is Soldier of Love, and I didn't know if Lee wanted to tell us how he came up with that, because I think it's the same tune off of Sade. Is that not correct?
Right, what happened was a friend of mine, he wanted to pay tribute. I think it was her birthday that year.
Uh-huh.
And so he's a male vocalist, so what he wanted to do, he just wanted to use it as a cover, just for a promo, and so he came to my studio in Houston. And, of course, the original doesn't have bass lines, doesn't have the guitar arrangements like I have in here. So I added my own bass line. I added guitar arrangements.
Okay.
And, of course, I feature on the hip-hop part, on the rap part in here later in the song. But, so that's basically what we did with this one. And, that's basically what this song is. It's just a tribute to her.
Okay. And you have anything else you'd like to say, Ms. Angie?
No, I just wanted to elaborate on what he was saying about doing for me every day to show his love towards me. And he's correct. My husband, he does for me every day, you know. And therefore, because he does that, I don't mind doing anything for him.
We have that tight connection going. That's the song. Hey, y'all, I never gonna play that song for y'all. But that's why we laughing. When y'all hear the song, y'all know why we're kind of giggling right now. But it's a song, and she said. But I know she's gonna play that in a little bit, and we're gonna reiterate
that
on that song when it comes. Yeah, man. Yeah.
That one and your chill. I love the one and your chill as well.
Oh, yeah, man.
So, I'm going to play the Soldier of Love because Bless the Life is dedicated to Miss Sinful. I don't know if she's out there listening or not, but the song is Soldier of Love. I love it. I mean, I love all of his music.
Yeah.
So you can't go wrong when you listen to the awesome Soldier of Love.
I've lost the use of my heart, but I'm still mine. I'm a soldier, baby.
I love priestess and I be your love soldier. There's no limit, I love can't reach. Whether she's Surf Coast or Georgia Peach.
I'm a soldier of love.
Solomon's soliloquy, and she said, I'm surprised he didn't say, and this is what she said, but she said, and she said, but first, I like the song, Love is Such a Beautiful Thing, and that is such a pretty song. You want to explain that song, Mr. Lee?
Yeah, you know, that song is basically a song of encouragement to inspire those that don't believe you have any self-worth. You do for real. This is all about love. Everything I'm doing is all about love, whether I'm creating a love ballad based upon the Song of Solomon, based upon my relationship, or I'm creating a love ballad based upon brotherhood and sisterhood. It's you know, you do have self-worth, and that's why I came up with this particular piece, because I get so many emails about this particular song. It touches people in ways I couldn't even imagine. But, you know, I give our glory to God, you know what I'm saying? Because, the words came, the right words came, and, you know, everything just came just where it should be, as far as the music arrangement, the lyrics, everything. So, yeah, believe me, you do have self-worth out there, man. So don't feel like you're less than, and, you know, and kick that low self-esteem aside. You know what I'm saying? Don't degrade yourself. You get enough of that from people. You know, don't degrade yourself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, pick yourself up, man, and move forward. You know, you are beautiful. All of y'all listening, you are a beautiful person. Believe me, man. There's something inside you that makes you beautiful. A lot of people want to look at the outside, and that's how a lot of society looks at us, is how we look on the outside. But you know, we need to start looking more inward for that inner beauty. You know what I'm saying? So, that's why I created this song. Yeah, man. So I hope it inspires you all to feel good about yourself, because you are beautiful.
Love
yourself. Yeah, man. Sure.
See, and this book don't have no cover. All you're going to see is just the pages. So however you put it together, that's how you're going to put it. So love, it's such a beautiful thing. Yes, it is.
You know, love is a beautiful thing. And I see love all in your face right now. And it does you well. To see your warm smile just light up the room. It just illuminates all around you. Love is such a beautiful thing, and I'm so glad that you're my wife. So glad you're in my life. And right now what I'm saying is straight from my heart, that I'm gonna share with you my feelings, everything that's on my mind right now. Because, woman, love is a beautiful thing. And I thank God for you, because I'm so happy right now. You're my world. You're my life. You're my wife. Yeah, love is such a beautiful thing. And the life that we live is so beautiful.
Kid.
Yeah, yeah, you and me. Yeah, we got it like that. And honey, you know, even through our ups and downs, I still see the beauty in what we have. And people can say this, they can say that. Doesn't really matter to me, because love is a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
Oh yeah, love is such a beautiful thing. And when I'm away from you, I long for your warm embrace, and for you to just whisper in my ear, Lee, I love you. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll learn.
And you know, when I see you come home from a hard day's work,
yeah, yeah,
just see you smile, you know, it does me so well to know that you've been safe all day. God has kept you all day long from all hurt, harm, and danger. So I want you just to sit down. Sit down with me and just share with me. See, I took the time to prepare you a nice dinner. Yeah, yeah, I did that for you today. Yeah. Just sit down and relax. We'll have dinner, we'll talk. We'll share with one another. We'll pray. And talk some more. Yeah, that's beautiful, baby. That's real beautiful. Love is a beautiful thing.
Love is a beautiful thing. Yes, yes. And y'all can listen. Yeah, buddy. And y'all can listen to these songs and download them and play them. Play them for your sweetheart. Play them for your baby. Play them for anyone you want to. All you have to do is go to n1m.com/Lee, LeeAlston, and listen to him. I mean, I was out there, and this man, boy, I tell you, I'm tired of him. You're looking out here. Yeah, all these, okay, let me see. Today he's had plays of 1,058. Total plays, 182,000. That sounds like a COVID number to me. 404. And his profile views, his profile. Yeah, I don't know. I know he's been in business for 30 years. I don't know how long he's been on N1M, but his profile views, 200,032,387. Now,
yay.
I think that's volumes in itself. You know,
yeah. I've only been on N1M, not even a whole year yet.
I didn't want to hear that. Okay, you could have said
something. Yeah, man.
Oh,
so
I've been
it's
here for
like,
5 years.
Yeah. You know, but it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of hard work, and you know, I'm just thankful that, you know, like I said before in the opening of the show, mm-hmm. that for the subscribers and the fans
uh-huh.
and supporters on numberonemusic.com,
right.
you know,
uh-huh.
I mean, I thank y'all because y'all support me so well.
Right,
and for all of
right.
you tuning in tonight here on Soul
uh-huh.
Power Radio, on tonight, man, you know, I thank y'all, you know what I'm saying? So it's a direction that's positive, you know, so that's all I want to
mm-hmm,
bring,
mm-hmm.
this positive vibe that I have, and we can all just get along in a positive way, you know what I'm saying? And
right,
and
right.
just give blessings to one another. So, man, yeah, I mean, I look at the numbers, I'm like, wow, man, I'm still like, wow, you know.
Amazing. Yeah. It's all God. You know it's all God.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
I mean,
all glory be to God. Yeah, for real.
Of him. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had a conversation and tell people, tell the masses what somebody had gotten you because it's a God thing.
What's that again?
The board that you got.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm excited. Where I'm on staff as an audio engineer, Real Bold Restored Ministries here in Clue, Texas. Pastor Bishop Simon, you know, talking with me, and so they want to open a recording studio there in the church and set up a live recording, studio recording, the whole nine yards. So, you know, it's awesome how God moves upon people to see your worth, and I can bring what I have to the table to be a blessing to what he's doing. You know, and so it's just a blessing when we all can be a help to one another. And it's beautiful when we can all see the worth in each other as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's awesome. And I thank God for opening these doors. And so that's why I just remain humble like I do. And I just do the best I can so to be pleasing to him every day. So I want to thank him for the gift, for the talent. I want to thank all of you. For your support on tonight. Yes, I do.
Right. And she said.
Oh, yeah. And she said.
Solomon. Yeah. Now, what is a soliloquy? I mean, I look
at a soliloquy. A soliloquy is you know, like if you were watching a television program or a movie.
Okay.
And you have that individual standing there and all of a sudden they fade to black behind him, and you don't longer see the people. Like if he was in a crowd of people or she was in a crowd of people, and all of a sudden they cut the lights off, and you only see that individual in that light, and they're speaking, and regardless of who's listening or not, they still speak what's on their mind, what's on their heart. That's basically what a soliloquy is. So basically, I'm speaking this. You know, and when y'all hear what I'm saying in here, and, you know, when I'm speaking this, in my mindset, it doesn't matter who's hearing or not, I'm going to say it anyway. And whatever I'm saying,
for the people.
You know, whatever she says, you know, after I say it, y'all figure that out. Use your imagination. And she said it. So I left it at that.
And she said and there you have it. Song of Solomon.
Yeah.
Soliloquy. And she said.
Yeah, man.
Emphasis
yeah.
on she. So pretty.
Delightful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much more pleasing is your love than wine, than the fragrance of your perfume in any spice. Your lips drop sweetness as the honeycomb, my bride. Milk and honey are under your tongue. The fragrance of your garments is like that of Lebanon. And she said, You're a garden fountain, a well of flowing water, streaming down from Lebanon. I have come into my garden, my sister, my bride. I've gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb and my honey. I have drunk my wine and my milk. And she said,
And she said, yes, she did. Yes. And this is another one that Miss Angie be like, I love your tail. Don't be laughing. What? Why are you laughing?
Oh, my God.
Said, I love your tail. Yes. And she said, yeah. She says, yes, she did. She has spoken, H-A-T-H, has spoken. And she said, yes, sir. I just love it because I can feel the love that you guys have, you know, and it's, and you don't see, I know you've been married, I think, 8 years. Is that about correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. See, and even after 8 years, you can still feel like it's the first day. And, you know, with this next song, it's just, you know, I'm going to play another one because he didn't know your name, one thing. But I love you too. So I'm going to play I Love Your Till. And then I didn't know your name because, y'all, he didn't even know the woman. He was calling her somebody else.
No,
he was calling her Sally Till, and her name was Jane. You know, he was calling her something else. I was like, who is this man talking to? It surely isn't me because that is not my name. So I'm going to play
That's
I Love
exactly
Your Till.
What I
song of songs. Which is Song of Solomon 4:16, and then I'm going to play, I didn't know your name, but I love you still.
Man.
And she said, that's hilarious.
I love your chill.
Yeah, it's Andy's song, yeah.
I love your chill.
I love that part.
Your chill reminds me of a moonlit ride. A romantic journey. Just you and me in your chill. Your vibe, your ambiance, your aura. Girl, I love your chill.
I love your chill.
Love your chill.
I love your chill.
I love you too,
oh, yeah.
But I didn't know you. I just didn't know your name. I just loved your humor, and I didn't know you. Go ahead, Lee. Oh, no, should we have you tell it, or should we have Miss Angie tell it? Should we have a male
well,
and a female perspective? And she said, he didn't even know my name.
Yeah, I met her at a concert. I was hired to do a production job as an audio engineer for a live recording, and
mm-hmm.
she was part of the choir that I was recording, and so the I came to rehearsal, and I just saw her sitting up there, and my eyes just gravitated toward it. I'm like, okay, who is this? You know, and
right.
So to make a long story short, after the concert was over, somebody, was telling me about somebody else, and I thought that was her, as far as them knowing who she was. So the name that they told me was not her name, but it was somebody else's name. So when she walked by me, I spoke the other woman's name, and she walked right by me. I'm like, why did she walk by me, man? I said the name louder, and she kept walking. And so, after all that, I asked her, why did you, when you heard me calling for you, why did you turn around and see what I want? And she said, that wasn't my name. I said, okay, all right. Like, yeah, but you knew that I was trying to, talk to you. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I knew he was talking to me, but also I turned around after I let it marinate for a minute. I did turn around and go back and talk to him.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. And look at you all now. Look at you all
it's
now.
Been
you
on and awesome. Popping ever since.
See there? And this next song I want to play is called All I Need, taken from Matthew 7:7-12. And it's basically focused on the Lord, but hey, he found all he needed in Miss Angie, okay? So that
right,
is the next
right,
song
right.
I'm going to play. I found
right.
all I need. That's a good
yeah.
one.
I've searched all over. Yes, I did. Found all that I need.
right one, baby. Uh-huh. So, question. Are you playing the piano on this piece as well?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. A lot of people don't know, but I used to be in symphonic orchestra. So a lot of people just identify me with being able to play soul music or funk type music or hip hop, whatever. But I do the classics as well. So by my experience being in symphonic orchestra, I gravitated toward a lot of pieces from Mozart, Johann Stamitz, Beethoven,
Chopin,
of course. So yeah, so I played a lot of that, and so yeah. So I've on this one, I wanted to do more of a classic type of a genre on this one.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice. I had lessons for 9 years, but you wouldn't know that today. I got to get myself back into my piano. I have a full upright that I just brought from Washington State across the thing. And I like playing jazz. I really like playing jazz. And what had happened was my father's house got water damage and whatever. So I think a lot of my books got kind of got thrown away and damaged in that water. I was hurt.
Oh, I see.
But hey, it is what it is. So I still got my piano. So I'm good. I'm good. So are there any shout outs you want to give to anybody?
Yeah,
me,
I'm just thankful that I'm moving in this new direction with Soul Power Radio and with you helping out and helping me with your expertise, of course my support at System at Home, wife, family, and my friends, supporters, fans, subscribers, and so I'm just thankful mostly to God for blessing me with this gift to be able to do what I do, and so I'm happy. I'm living the dream. I'm enjoying the ride. So I'm looking forward, hopefully, to many more evenings with you all. And so I'm going to thank all of these listeners for tuning in tonight, even for the ones that didn't get a chance to call in. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah, God bless y'all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Strength, for real. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Angie, you have anybody you want to shout out?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm thankful, too, for all the listeners that tune in.
Mm-hmm.
And first and most important, I thank God for my husband. I always encourage him what he's doing, and I encourage him to keep doing what he's doing as long as God is blessing him to do it. And he's doing an exceptional job. I'm very, very proud of him.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, I think a lot of people are proud of him as the stats that I gave you on the listeners, the plays, and, you know, and so on and so forth. I think a lot of people, hey, people out there listening worldwide, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
And I want to shout out to Miss Rhonda Anderson Gardner. She's out there in the background. She calls in. She's one of those quiet members, as I'm going to call her.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when it sits in the back. Yeah. She's a follower of me, I believe, and so I always say, hey, Rhonda, how you doing? And sometimes I'm Googling, and she'll help me find things out there as well, so I appreciate her listening and tuning in, you know, as she's working or doing whatever she's doing, so I just really appreciate her. I said, are you out there? And then all of a sudden her number comes up, so because since I'm not on the other blog talk show, I just wanted to let her know that we are here and we're still, doing the doggone thing. So your blog talk show, I don't even know what to call it. So could you call it Soul Power, right?
It's basically Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music Vault.
Okay.
And so
okay.
Yeah, it's Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music Vault, and so this is the new direction, and so this is where this is where we at now. This is where I'm at now. So, like I said, y'all keep tuning in, man. It was gonna go higher with this thing, and hopefully I'll be able to bring on some more artists that want to, that need to get their music. There's a lot of independent artists out there that need an opportunity, need a break, you know, and so I'm able to help them do that. And so there's a lot, I've talked to several of them today, they're very excited that there'll be platform for them to come on and introduce their music. People don't understand it, man. It's really hard sometimes for independent artists to make movement in this business because people don't offer at least an opportunity for them. I know, man, I've been there and done all that, you know, through this business. I thank God for giving me the vision to be able to reach back and help those who are trying to do what I'm doing. And so I thank God for that. I thank God for giving me an awesome team working with me. So, yeah, man, I'm just grateful, very grateful.
And I'm grateful to you as well for bringing me along. Should I say bringing me or stringing me along? But you know my name, right? I'm sorry. Miss Inez. Yes, ma'am.
Miss Inez.
I love you, Ann. I love you, Ann.
I love you, too. I also wanted to say we thank you for your friendship.
Thank you.
We thank you for your support system. I appreciate you supporting my husband, and we love you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm glad. And it's not stressful. It's, you know, we have fun. We enjoy each other. We enjoy the people who come on. You know, no.
Right.
It's just it's God in the works. That's all I got to say. It's just God in the works bringing people together, because without being on that other platform, we wouldn't be here today. And so there's as I say, a reason, a season, and a time for everything. And so I was on the other thing for a year. And, I mean, I may go back and help. We'll talk about, we'll think about that one. I'll put that in God's hands. But now it's just stressless, you know. And the thing is, I don't really, I have a script, but I don't have a script. We just kind of go off the cuff, you know.
That's right.
And it's good that we can do this, you know, and be on the same, what do you call it, on the same mindset, you know. Nothing negative.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
and it makes it more real when you're not reading from a script.
Right.
That's why
you know, we told before we came on, this is mellow music. Mellow.
Right.
You know,
translated
in English should be mellow music, but I'm gullah, so it's mellow. It's mellow music. So the vibe we're talking about, y'all, is a vibe that is brought here, you know, through soulful, mellow music, or you want to say mellow music, smooth, comforting, peaceful, joyful.
Right.
That's what it's. This is what Gullah Soul music is, and so
I
want to thank the whole Gullah Soul family, wherever you are, all of y'all, not all of y'all or all of you, but
all
of y'all. I want to thank y'all.
All y'all.
Yeah, man.
We have less than 5 minutes, and I know that there's a whole bunch of songs, you know, vow of celibacy, what makes you beautiful, anyone who had a heart. I mean, this is not our only night, so there's going to be more songs coming. But Rock Me Calm and Easy, I know that was a new one of yours, but I didn't know if anybody had any requests they'd like to have me play before we close out. And don't forget, y'all, join us in an hour at 10 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Eastern, because we're going to come back hard and fast with some bumping, thumping, and music. And so we want you to join us again.
Church break the after party,
And so we're going to have church music. We're going to have other music. We're just going to be, you know, it's going to be live and in living color. You know, nothing fake and phony. So it's going to be the real deal, and we're going to be out there. And so, you know, before we, unless y'all want, like I said, if y'all have something you'd like for me to play before we head out, let me know.
Let's do the cover of If Anybody Had a Heart. Let's do that, and we close out with
that. I like that song. Thank you, because that was the song that I was going to do. So If Anybody Had a Heart, it's a remake, but he did a heck of a job on it. So like I said, you need to go to n1m.com/LeeAlston to listen to these songs all the time, keep on playing them and what have you. They're wonderful songs. They're, oh, hush, 90 seconds. And so we got a few, you know, the lady in the background saying 90 seconds. So we got,
yeah.
We're going to play this song anyway. And please join us back within an hour, 516-418-5857. Anyone who had a heart. You have just heard some mellow music, love ballads, songs of the heart, songs from the heart. Thank you, Lee Alston, and his special guest, as always, Miss Angie Alston. Agogo Soul Music from Freeport, Texas, for allowing us to be in the love vault with you. This has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of On Ice Velcro Designs, and you have been listening from the vault, and pray you enjoyed spending time with us. Please have a laid-back evening. Yeah, man. And join us at the 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern for the after party, same number, 516-418-5857. Have a good evening and good night. Be blessed, stay blessed, and stay safe.